Merrill Girls High School Varsity Basketball is on the air. Today's game broadcast is brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Ronald Piffle, Dragons Daggers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolet Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drug Store. On your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3, AM 730, streaming at WJMTFM.com on the WJMT app and Alexa. Now, let's send it to Ollie Burroughs in the Westside Market Sports Booth.
And I am downtown Ollie Burroughs, and welcome to Doubleheader Friday. That's right. We have got the Blue Jay girls. I'm live in the Mosinee High School gym. American pregame show, Westside Market broadcast booth. And we are minutes away from the varsity girls game. The JV girls won by 8 or 9 as they took it away at the end of the game. But the Blue Jay girls are in a conference action against the Mosinee Indians on the road as we're going through the second half of the conference season. And your Blue Jay girls have had some up and down times, but we'll be back to talk about more of that after this. You're listening to Blue Jay girls basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, 2 cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergener Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tinker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedule, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergener Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes behind you all the way.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? Get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 Series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Attleboro's pleased to be bringing you Blue Jay girls basketball action. The JV's won. The varsity is about 4 minutes away from tip-off. Taking a quick look down the roster for the home Mosinee Indians. One of the things that is notable here is they have several tall players at 5'10", 5'11", Fry and Borisenko. I had trouble with that one, Alexa, I tell you right now in advance. And I remember a number of years ago when the Stankowski family was very prominent here. And I remember having a time when they started two twin sisters, one first cousin and two second cousins, and they did it just for keeping yours truly on his toes because there were five Stankowskis on the court at the same time. Not tonight, however. Brooklyn Simonis is a senior. She's someone that they will be leaning on, 5'9 forward. Also a senior, Elena Wolfgram. And she will also be there, but there are two jerseys, Peyton and Taylin, and those two are going to definitely be somebody that, two somebodies that we will be watching tonight. We're going to take another quick break. We'll be back with more of the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market broadcast booth after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
We look closely at all the data. We pore over test results. But what we see is you. We see what makes your smile widen and your eyes brighten. Even as we study breakthrough research and implement the most advanced technologies, what we see is how we can use it to serve you and your well-being. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health, what we see is you.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving Central and Northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Make all your special moments a bit more with Northwoods Awards and Engraving. Celebrate your wins with quality trophies, plaques, and medals, custom engraving, and photo plaques. Memorable creations as big as your imagination, built especially for you. Northwoods Awards and Engraving in Tomahawk on Main Street.
The Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Girls Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Girls boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays.
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory.
And welcome back to the American Pregame Show from the Westside Market Broadcast Booth. I am downtown Ollie Burroughs as we're getting ready for the player introductions after our national anthem, and we'll be back with more after this.
Gold Metal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Metal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road. Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. With 24-hour access and open 7 days a week, you can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500 South Center Avenue in Merrill. Go Blue Jays!
Since 1966, Chips Hamburgers has been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
And welcome back to the American Pregame Show. The Blue Jay starters introduced out there. In the back court, it's Kiskowski and Grace Ryman, Kayla Clairvaux in the forecourt, as well as Brenna Jurovic and Grace Lee Gentile Hull. And now for the Indians. Peyton Gershley out there. Addie Hendrick. Payson Stoffel. So out there also is Megan True and Brooklyn Dillenbeck. So there's your five starters. So Kiskowski, Ryman, Clairvaux, and Grace Lee. So the Blue Jays will be going in the first half as you're watching on our radio, and going up easily and winning the tap were the Indians. So coming down toward us, driving the baseline, trying to get inside, and there's a tie-up quickly. Trying to drive in was Abby Henrik. So Kayla Clairvaux is going to have her hands full tonight. The Blue Jays get it back. So Ryman is running it up court right now. She gets it to Jurovic. Jurovic on the left side to Kiskowski. Blue Jays giving away a lot of height and strength. Ryman puts up the shot. No good off the right side. It was hard to tell if that was a two or a three. Down at this end, driving the baseline. Oh, that was a ticky-tack. Ticky-tack. On Jurovic, first personal. And going to the free throw line, shooting two, is Megan True. But that was definitely a ticky-tack. She gets the roll. So True puts down the first point of the game. 17-22 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Second one down clean, 2-0. Ryman, Jurovic wing right. Gentilly Hull, she's starting to try to drive left, gets it to Ryman. Ryman on the wing left, starts to drive across the lane. Nice back dribble, there's Jurovic. Jurovic, Gentilly Hull. Ryman, 16:53 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Ryman has it knocked away, but Gentilly Hull gets it back. 2-0 Mosini. There's the basket attempt by Jurovic, I should say, drive down the baseline. Indians up 2-0, 16:35 on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games first half clock. Collision. And there's out to True on the left wing. Boom! She's got five, and it's 5-0. Ryman again, Kiskowski out of the volleyball line, right side. Jurovic, top of the key, over to Kiskowski. Kiskowski's looking to get it back. Ryman stops, puts it up, long shot, no good. Two threes, no good. Kayla Clairvaux gets it back. There's Jurovic, and she pounds the pill, and she's going to pick up the foul on the drive to the baseline. That's going to be on Addie Henrick, first personal, first team. At the Aspirus Health free throw line, Jurovic shooting two and misses the first. It has been a challenge of late for her. Gentilly Hull comes out and she puts down the second, so that's a good one. 2-1, 5-1, excuse me. And very quickly, Bunnell is out there to help with the ball handling. Left wing, Henrick, down baseline, left back to Henrick, puts up the three, no good. Rebound comes down. Pass comes out to Bunnell from Jurovic. Jurovic's getting bumped all the way down by True. And there's Kiskowski. Gets it over to Bunnell. Bunnell tries to get it down low, and it goes off of Jurovic's hands. So Kiskowski and the others in the backcourt are definitely outsized by the Indians. Down in the low post. Putting it up strong, no good. Trying to put that one off was Dillenbach. Ball's knocked away from Grace Ryman, driving, tried to put it up. So that was Fry that tried to put it up the last time. She came in at the last whistle. Fry came in as Dillenbeck went out. So the Blue Jays see the shot go awry from Fry for the Indians. They're back down at their own end, trailing 5-1, 14:45 left. Wild Thing just passed. There's the layup all the way down on a breakaway following the turnover. Talen Jerschley puts down the two, and it's 7-1 Indians. And that one got knocked out of bounds on the far side right into the Mosini pep band. Oh, Always get the smile from Wild Thing as he goes past. Kiskowski trying to look down and 5 second call and turning it over are the Blue Jays. Kiskowski. And Lyon comes in and Kiskowski goes out. So we got Lyon, Ryman, Jurovic, Bunnell, and the older half of the K&K kids. And she's given away inches. Driving, and a travel is called. Driving down the baseline from left to right, right in front of our Westside Market broadcast booth, was Peyton Jershley, and she gets called for the walk. So Ryman's bringing the ball down court. Blue Jays trailing 7-1, 14:07 left in the first half on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays just not able to get a low post presence. Clairvaux drove the baseline, shut off. Here goes Bunnell driving from left to right. Ball's knocked away from her, and the Indians get another turnover. Trying to get the ball down low on the left side. True puts it up and misses. But coming down with the rebound, who came in as Clues. Indians have lots of bodies to throw out. There it is underneath, overthrown. From right to left, True couldn't get a hand on it. So the Blue Jays have had some degree of success defensively, but offensively, three threes have not gone down. Two threes, I should say, and Jurovic with a bucket attempt as well. Blue Jays have to maximize every possession. Bunnell almost walks with it. Yep, there's the double dribble. She got tied up on the right wing and tried to find a passing lane. Blue Jays had a lot of turnovers against Lena with those passing lanes cut. Corner down into the low post. Blocked cleanly by Kayla Clairvaux, and that one on Borshinsky. And the Blue Jays playing good defense, just cannot get the offensive penetration anywhere near the basket. There's Bunnell. Bunnell's trying to drive, puts up a wild shot. She was trying to draw the foul, and she's laboring out there right now. She's got those extended braces on both knees, and they're driving the lane to the left side and getting it down is Borsenko. So that makes it 9-1 Mosini. And there's a timeout called by Coach Jay. 12:20 left, 9-1 Mosini. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMT-FM.
You've got big financial goals, so you need the right banking team and a strategic game plan to get you there. That's where Nicolet Bank comes in, the team with a winning record of helping individuals and business owners like you achieve financial success. Whether you're aiming to score your dream home or put up points for your business, we're here to help you win. Get started at NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to Mosinee High School. Blue Jays took the timeout. They are trailing 9-1, 12-11 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Lyon is out there. Ryman. Everything's been on the perimeter. Now it's down to Clairvaux. Baseline left. Turns around. Oh, a pretty shot off the glass. Well played, but just came off the rim. The rim gods were unkind on that one. 11:51 left. Blue Jays have had four or five stops. Cross-court pass, driving the lane, putting it down, coming up short, rebound, and getting it down. I believe that was Henrik, and that makes it 11-1. 11:30 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Clairvaux wing left, tries to get it to Ryman. Ryman almost loses it back court, but regains possession, and it's thrown off the hands of Lyon and or Jurovic. It's hard for us to see down on the far corner. Very grateful to Kelly Redemdi, the AD, for getting us down on the floor. Indians on the offensive end, directing traffic right now as Henrik goes on the right wing. Oh, knocked away by Ryman. She gets the steal. Drives through traffic, gets it on the outside to Lyon. No good. A good cross-court baseline pass left to right, but unfortunately, Lyon couldn't put it down. Blue Jays down by 10, 10:47 left. There it goes down to the low post again. Ah, and Jurovic's going to pick up her second foul. So Brenna Jurovic, second personal, second team foul. Baseline left, inbound. There's base, a jumper in the lane, no good. Coming down with the rebound, strong job was Stoffel. Gets it out, outbound to Ryman, and Ryman has her pocket picked again, and then there's a foul called. Let's see who it's going to be on. I think that's Dylan Beck. And that's going to be Dylan Beck's first personal, second team foul, inbound in front of the Mosny Indians base. Bench, excuse me. 10:23 left on our Dragons Daggers and games clock. It's 11-1 right now. The Indians with stifling defense. There's Clairvaux, passes it out. We've got the Twin Towers out there. Check that. That was, yep, yeah, we do. Last time in. Kira's trying to direct some traffic in the low post. And now we got a blocking foul. Let's see who it's on. It'll be the third team foul. Let's see who the personal's on. Mosany substitution, and Gropp is coming in for Kayla Clairvaux. So that personal was on Olson. First personal, third team foul. 10:02 left. Blue Jays trying to get it down baseline right, cross side to left. Pass intercepted, going trying to go end to end. Jurovic's got to be careful. And there's going to be a two-shot foul. Let's see who it's on. If it's on Brenna, that's her third. So let's see. And that's going to be on Kira Clairvaux. First personal, third team foul. Missing the first. Henrik got one bucket here. Five for True early on, shoots the second, and gets it there. So it's 12-1. Blue Jays are trailing, just struggling at the offensive end. Blue Jays get it down again to the right corner to Ryman, over to Jurovic, down and knocked away from Gropp by Henrik. Blue Jays lining up at the top of the key, left side. Jurovic gets it. Kira Ryman. Kira tries to cut high post. Left to right, Jurovic's trying to back the defender down. There's the three. No good. That was a good open three for Kira, but off the rim. Blue Jays have not had a basket in the first. 8:43. Indians. And there's a foul called, and let's see who it's on. And let's see who that's on. Indians send True back in. And that's going to be Jurovic's third. It's team fifth. And that's knocked out of bounds, so. And Brenna's out there right now with three. And there comes Bunnell, and Jenna checks out. There's a basket driving in off the inbounds, and that one's Peyton Jersley, and that makes it 14-1 with 9 minutes even. Trying to get it down low, get it to nice spin move, and one! Kira puts it down, the younger half of the K&K kids. A spin off the right side in the block. As we see Kayla getting some taping to her right ankle, but nice job for Kira. And no, they're calling it before, and there's another drive back down. And another one for Henrik. She's got five. It's 16-1. So Kira did not get the basket. They called it before. And there's one finally for the Blue Jays, a three. I think that was Bunnell who hit the three. I can't tell from here. We have a little bit of a... And there's a drive, bait, reverse layup. No call. Lyon comes down with the rebound. And there's a steal, and now coming down the other way, Ryman lost it. Another basket for Jersley, and that makes it 18-4. 7:55 left. Again, they're trying to look to get it down low to Kira. Now she's come high, and she's on the wing on the outside. Ryman for three. In and out. The rim gods were mean on that one. Spun down and out. Kira goes down defensively, coming high to set the screen. There it is for True. Drives through, and pass is knocked away, and Lyon comes up with it. So the Blue Jays, to their credit, have done a good job defensively, and there's a timeout called again by the Blue Jays. We'll take one as well. 18-4, 7:17 left. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's East Side.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. I am downtown Allen Burroughs. It has been a slow offensive start for the Blue Jay girls. They're trailing 18-4, 7:17 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. I could not tell if it was Ryman or Bunnell for the three. But other than that, it's one free throw out of two for Brenna Jurovic. Bunnell gets it on the left side. Ryman off the back side of the rim baseline. Tries to come down with the rebound. Gropp gets it. Gropp has it taken away from her. And the Indians start driving down court. Nice drive there by Peyton Jersley. Left wing Jersley gets it out high to Fry. Fry back to Jersley. Fry tries to go low post on Bunnell. Driving, passing. Oh, putting it up off the glass. No good. The Blue Jays knock it away, but we'll see who it's going to be. Blue Jay ball. So, again, foul trouble for Jurovic. So, Gropp's out there quite a bit right now. Ryman looking for it. Bunnell. Over to Kiskowski. Kiskowski down low to Gropp. Gropp thought about going up with it, but did not. Bunnell Tries to get it down low. Kira gets it out to Ryman. Bunnell drives, kicks out. Kiskowski back to Bunnell. Bunnell looks right. 5:56 on Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Kayla Clairvaux throws it away. And the Blue Jays, oh, it was deflected in the forecourt. So the Blue Jays trying to control the pace, but they have not been able to put the shots down. 1 3-pointer, and that's it. Gropp heads out. Bunnell and Ryman in the backcourt. Kayla and Kira out there. Kira gets it low post. Gets it across the court from left to right to Kayla. There's Bunnell putting up the three. Too hard off the glass. The rim gods were unkind again. 18-4, 5:30 left. Mozeny having a good time offensively and then going down low and putting it down. No good. She had the clear layup, was Brashinko. Ball's on the floor, thrown to Ryman. Ryman tries to dribble through traffic. Goes down all the way, puts it off the glass, and that's two. It may be Ryman's fifth. I can't tell if it was Bunnell or Ryman. Again, we're a little bit obscured here, but it is 18-6. There's the drive down the lane. Jersley puts it up, no good. And, oh, boy, that should foul. But Blue Jays got away with one there. Baseline left, 4:53 left, 18-6 Indians. Downtown Ottawa is pleased to be bringing you the action. There's the three from their left, right side, no good. Ball goes through the hands of Dillenbach. Check that, Fry, and Ryman gets it. Ryman's trying to drive down to the baseline, shut off on the right side. Kayla's trying to go, and now she gets hit with a double dribble call. That's the second double dribble call. Bunnell got one, and now Ryman. Kira comes out, and going back in is Gropp. So Gropp, Bunnell, Kiskowski, Ryman, and Kayla Clairvaux. Blue Jays down 18-6. Indians working the perimeter right to left. Now taking it high, top of the key is Hannah. And a travel called on True. So Henrik, I said Hannah, it's Addie Henrik who had it high, threw it to True. That's the second travel call. Bunnell goes out. Lyon goes out. Coming back in. Check that, Lyon stayed in. It's Ryman, Kayla, Gropp, Kiskowski. Working the right side, trying to get it down into the low post. Kira can't get free. Blue Jays playing mostly perimeter basketball with a taller opponent. Kiskowski over to Ryman. Ryman starts to cut down the lane, shut off. Blue Jays, Lyon is on the right wing, back to Ryman. Kiskowski overplaying there. Kira gets down and low, loses it on the pass, and Kiskowski is going to get called for the foul. I think that's her first. It's the Blue Jays' sixth. Ryman goes out, and checking back in after a quick breather is Bunnell. So Bunnell's in the backcourt right now. Left side wing. Down low, there's a foul. Let's see who that one's on. It's going to be the seventh for the Blue Jays. And that's going to be the first one on Gropp, team seventh, and going to the free throw line is Clues. Misses it, rims out. Getting it back, though, was Henrik out on the right side to True. No good on the three. Gropp knocks it away and out of bounds out of Borisenko's hand. 3:19 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays have done a fine job defensively, but just have not been able to put that ball in the hole. Driving across the lane, in and coming back out was Peyton Jersley. Jersley gets it over on the left side. Henrik drives the baseline. A beautiful floater, and she's got seven. 20-6. Indians lead. Lion wing left. Gets it to Kiskowski on the right side. Kiskowski over to Clairvaux. Clairvaux for three. Again off the rim. Blue Jays have been colder than an iceberg. And there's a drive all the way down, trying to get it back. It's Bunnell. And a travel is called. And Blue Jays have just played aggressive defense. Clues traveled. Oh, no, it was a Blue Jay travel. So baseline right, Blue Jays, or excuse me, Indians inbound. Then stepping back for the jumper, no good, missing. Kiskowski blocks everybody out, and the Blue Jays get it back with 2:25 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Bunnell gets it across the 10-second line, gets it to Kiskowski. Volleyball line left, over on the right side to Lion. Lion's getting a lot of minutes tonight. And there's a whistle, and we got a foul called. It'll be the fourth team foul on the Indians. Let's see who it is. And that'll be Hannah's second foul. Addie Henrik. Second foul. Ryman's getting ready to check back in. Blue Jays trailing 20-6, 2:05 left. Kayla Clairvaux, Kiskowski. Kiskowski tries to pass it down. Ryman, Clairvaux. From Kiskowski, shut off, back to Kiskowski, minute 50. Lion, top of the key extended, guards that ball jealously over to Clairvaux from Bunnell. Clairvaux drives down into the double team, gets it to Gropp. Gropp puts it up, no good. Just cold, cold shooting for the Blue Jays. Driving down the other end, Indians out to True. True up from the left side, no good. And putting it down, Stoffel. That makes it 22-6, Indians. Minute 15 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Bunnell to Kiskowski, back to Bunnell, right wing. Bunnell back to Clairvaux. Clairvaux, too hard off the glass, right idea, too strong. Minute even left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. On the right side, three-pointer attempt by Henrik, no good. True gets it, moves to the left wing, gets it to Jersley. Jersley drives, and Gropp's going to pick up the foul. Her second, team's eighth, and going to the free throw line where the Indians are 1-for-3 is Jersley. She misses the first, so that was a two-shot foul. So Jersley misses the first. Indians 1-for-4. Gentile Hull checks back in for Lion. In that case, Grace is True Grit out there. And the second free throw missed also, and going after it and dribbling it out of bounds off her hands is Stoffel. So the Indians, the only thing they've had problems with is free throw shooting. 1-for-5, 42.6 left. Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Ryman dribbling back and forth. Tries to get it down low. Knocked away Peyton Jersley, and Ryman takes it back. Gets it to Kiskowski. 25 seconds left here in the first half. Blue Jays down 22-6. Kiskowski, Grace Lee Hull, back to Kiskowski, off set left, wing left. Grace Lee Hull, and she has it taken away from her and dribbling down and putting it down and missing the layup. It was uncontested. Was Henrik now get it back? Henrik puts it up. Oh, they're calling the foul at the buzzer, and the ball's jammed. Now they're getting a conference going. Was that foul before the whistle? The horn, I should say. They're talking about it. It's 22-6 at the half. And going to the free throw line, being an optimist, is Addie Henrich. She's 1 for 2 and 3 buckets. So she's waiting. And they're saying, no, the horn went off before the foul. So we will go to the halftime with the Blue Jays trailing 22-6. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location, saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just 2 doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
And welcome back to the Nicolet Bank at the Half show. At the half, it is the Blue Jays trailing the Mosinee Indians on the road 22-6. Scoring for the Blue Jays, a 3 of 2 and 1 for 2 for the Aspirus Health free throw line for Jurovic, having the 1 for 2. I believe it was Bunnell with the 3 and Ryman with the 2, but either way, the Blue Jays have just been shut down offensively. 8 personal fouls, 3 on Jurovic, 2 on Gropp, 1 on Kira Clairvaux, 1 on Grace Ryman, and 1 on Kiskowski. We'll be back with more of the Nicolet Bank at the Half show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3, WJMT, and WJMTFM.com.
Merrill A&W is ready to serve you at 207 North Center Ave. Stop in for a frosty mug root beer, classic burgers, juicy chicken strips, cheese curds, famous Coney dogs, corn dog nuggets, and kids' meals. Fun for everyone. Don't miss the everyday special, 2 cheeseburgers for just $6. And for a limited time, try their pumpkin shake and chicken and waffles. Open daily from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m., Merrill A&W is the place where great food and memories are served. Visit them today.
What happens when you bank locally? At Incredible Bank, it means your deposits help us invest in your community. Your deposit dollars provide us with the resources to support the local economy and help spark dreams of growth for businesses like your favorite mom and pop shop or your favorite locally owned restaurant. Banking local provides a return on investment you can see every day in the form of a better, more vibrant community. How incredible is that? So, bank local. Bank Incredible. Incredible Bank. Member FDIC.
Bergner Contract Carriers in Merrill is a family-oriented company committed to providing great service and a desirable workplace. BCC now has openings for professional drivers. Must be 21 or older with a CDL and good driver record, along with hazmat and tanker endorsements. BCC offers excellent pay, flexible work schedules, health insurance benefits, and your home every weekend and holidays. See more at bcctrucking.com. Bergner Contract Carriers wishes the very best to the Merrill Blue Jay athletes. Behind you all the way.
Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is proud to sponsor Merrill High School Sports. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 6 p.m. Saturday, 7 to 4 p.m. Napa Auto Parts of Merrill is locally owned and operated since 1965. Located at 1010 East Main Street, Napa Auto Parts of Merrill has everything you need for your car.
Hi, this is Chris Califas from Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill. Is your smart TV not so smart? You get all the apps that you need with a Samsung 90 Series 4K QLED and be amazed. Get professional help with antennas, band instruments, audio, video, Wi-Fi, and the latest tech, plus all the accessories you need. And we can deliver, install, and set everything up for you. How about surge protection for all your expensive devices? We have you covered with options from Panamax, phone charging stations, screen clean, USB record players, the best rabbit ears ever, Bluetooth options for vintage two-channel gear, plus much more. Merrill House Music and Home Entertainment in downtown Merrill has been serving North Central Wisconsin since 1946. Audio video questions, we have answers. Call us at 715-536-5352. Check us out on Google and Facebook. From the Califas family to yours, thanks for your business.
Your favorite fish sandwiches are back at Arby's in Merrill. Dive into the classic fish sandwich, a crispy filet, fresh lettuce, and tangy tartar on a sesame seed bun. Craving for something extra? Try the fish and cheddar, topped with Arby's creamy cheddar cheese sauce. Or go big with the King's Hawaiian Fish Deluxe with shredded lettuce, tomato, and tartar on a warm, toasted King's Hawaiian bun. They're all here, but for a limited time, at your Merrill Arby's on East Highway 64.
Arby's, we have the meat.
And welcome back to our Nicolet Bank at the Half show. Taking a look at the Mosinee Indians. 8 twos, a three, and 3 for 7 from the free throw line for 22 points. True, a three, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line for 5. 0 for 1 for Clues with no points. A two-pointer for Borisenko. A 2 twos and 0 for 2 from the free throw line for Peyton Jersley. A 2 for Talon Jersley. The leading scorer, 7 points, 3 twos and 1 for 2 from the free throw line for Addy Henrick, and a bucket for Payson Stoffel. We'll be back with more of our Nicolet Bank at the Half show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT, WJMTFM.com.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms, but what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family, helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
For more than 125 years, Church Mutual Insurance Company has been protecting organizations that serve and inspire others. Over the years, we've branched out across the country, but we remain deeply rooted in Merrill, the community we've called home since 1897. At Church Mutual, we stand for good in all we do, and that includes our commitment to Merrill as a great place to live and work. We are proud to support Merrill's children, schools, and youth athletics. If you're ready to stand with us, check out the opportunities waiting for you at churchmutual.com/jobs.
Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers is proud to support our local student athletes throughout this 2025-26 season. Your drive and dedication to be the best is inspiring. Enjoy the journey and every opportunity. Green Lawn is a family-owned and managed company, proudly serving central and northern Wisconsin since 2002, offering new sprinkler system installations, existing system upgrades, and maintenance. Visit greenlawnwi.com for all your irrigation needs. Green Lawn Underground Sprinklers, proud to support our local athletes. Go Blue Jays!
Simply Stitched in Tomahawk offers embroidery, screen printing, and more. Custom gifts, personal or business apparel, blankets, memorial teddy bears, hats, outerwear, and more. Too much to list, but never short on ideas. Bring your imagination and create your brand at Simply Stitched in Tomahawk on Main Street.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Second half action. Blue Jays down 22-6. Inbounding for the Indians, who will be going from us to the other end was Henrik, the leading scorer. Same starters out there for the Blue Jays. Jurovic playing with three fouls. Indians moving back down low. No good, rebound comes down. Yeah, getting it down. I could not tell if that was Fry, but I think it was. 24-6, 17-23 on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Clairvaux splits the double team, goes down and draws the foul. She drove from left to right, splitting the double team, crossed the lane, and tries the scoop. And it'll be the first foul on Stoffel. First team foul, Kayla Clairvaux. The Blue Jays only had one trip to the Aspira Health free throw line, and oh, the rim gods were kind on that one. Off the rim and down in. That cuts it to 24-7. Clairvaux with a deep breath. Four dribbles. Puts it up and down. So the Blue Jays 3-for-4 from the Aspira Health free throw line. Right side, Stoffel has it knocked away, and there's going to be a foul called. Let's see who the foul is on. I think that's going to be Grace Ryman. First personal. First team foul. Peyton drives, oh, tried to put it down and draw into foul. Peyton Jersley drove the baseline, and let's see who the foul's on. And Grace Lee Gentile Hull gets the first personal, second team foul. Goodness gracious, not seven. And putting down the first one, Stoffel, she's got three now on the evening. 25-8, Gentile Hull goes out. And she misses the second. Blue Jays come down with the rebound. Kaskowski down to Kira. Kira spins, turns, shoots. No good, but it was a fine move. Kayla puts up the three. No. And Jurovic pounds it down. So the K&K kids are out there right now. Jurovic gets her first bucket. Driving down Peyton Jersley, down low, and putting it down and getting the bucket will be Fry. And picking up the foul, let's see whose it's on. And that will be Kayla Clairvaux, and there's the missed everything on the free throw. So Fry, I've got with four here in the second half. Our vantage point is not perfect for being able to see action on the baselines at the far end. So the Blue Jays trailing 27-10. Jurovic gets it out. Ryman shoots. No good. Too long. True gets the rebound. Whips it down court. Back to the other side. No good on the layup. And getting away is Ryman. And the ball is knocked away, being very aggressive on defense was Fry trying to tie up Ryman. So the Indians up 27-10. Kieskowski to Ryman. Ryman's being picked up by Peyton Jersley. On the right side, Jurovic into the double team. Ryman trying to dribble it off her foot, and it stays with the Blue Jays, so it was knocked away by one of the defenders. 27-10, 15-50 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays down 22-6 at the half. Ryman loses it on her left side, going down all the way. And putting it down is Peyton Jersley. She's got six now. It's 29-10. Ryman all knocked away before it got to Ryman. And driving down and putting it down, the post player. She's got five now. Payson. Stoffel knocked away again. Stoffel gets it out to Jersley. Jersley loses the layup. It's about four of them that they've missed. Ryman gets the rebound. It'd be a much bigger score. Out to Kayla. Kayla puts it up. It's deflected. Jersley or Stoffel gets the rebound down to right wing side. Now there's Henrik, no good on the three. Coming down with it is Kieskowski. 31-10. Indians on their home court. 14:40 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. And a timeout is taken by the Indians. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
The Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club is glad to help sponsor this sports broadcast. The Girls Booster Club helps promote athletic programs, increase community interest, and promote sportsmanship to these student athletes on the court and in the classroom. Merrill Girls Boosters support the coaches and athletes and maintain the history and tradition of excellence for all student athletes at Merrill High School. Play hard and play fair. Go Blue Jays.
Subway of Merrill is a proud sponsor of the Merrill Blue Jays. Fuel up before or after the game with fresh subs, crisp salads, and of course, one of our famous cookies for your sweet tooth. Planning a team get-together or family celebration? Let Subway make it easy with our catering options. Just give us a call or order through the Subway mobile app and we'll handle the rest. We're proud to support the Merrill Blue Jays and to help keep our community and local athletes fueled and ready for victory.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Downtown Aldenboro's pleased to be bringing you doubleheader action. First game, Merrill girls trailing the Mosinee Indians on the road, 31-10. Lyon is in right now to inbound. It gets it down to Kira. Kira drives down to that low post, passes it out. Bunnell hits the three. Inside out, and the Blue Jays cut it to 31-13. Left side wing, Henrik, no good. Getting the rebound and getting it out was Jurovic. Lead pass, Kayla. Kayla goes down, puts it down, and good. Should have been an and one. 31-15, Blue Jays trying to claw back. Down 22-6 at the half. Blocked. And coming down with it is Bunnell, driving the baseline from right to left. I think that was true. Kayla's in trouble, trying to get out of the double team. And it's taken away. She was double teamed and had no way to get the ball out to anybody. And True puts it down, no good. On the layup, down to Kayla. Kayla looks for Kira. Back to Bunnell. Bunnell drives, scoops, too far out for the scoop. And coming down with the rebound is Henrik. 31-15, Indians, 13:20 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Over on the right side, Henrik down in the low post. Other side, and they're going to call the foul before the shot. 13:13 left on the clock. Let's see who picks up the foul. Gropp is checking in. Ryman's back in. Bunnell is out. And that's the first foul on Bunnell. Fourth team foul on the Blue Jays, only one on the Indians. Baseline left. Inbound. Tries to pass in on the right side, and the Blue Jays pick off the pass. Ryman gets it down to Kira. Kira puts it off the glass. Yes! The K&K kids at it again. Blue Jays have cut it to 31-17. Indians driving ball left right, tried to put it down, no good. That drive was by Dillenbach. And the Blue Jays get the rebound. Ryman up to Gropp. Oh, she threw it away. Coach Troy Pieper tries to get the backhand as he walks down the baseline. He's giving me the look now for that one. We'll get to hear him after the boys game tonight. Hope to get Coach Jay knocked off the Indians. Deflection going from left to right, and the Blue Jays get it back. And the Indians take a timeout. We will as well. 31-17, 12:33 left. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Gold Medal Trailer Sales has you covered for all your trailer and RV needs. Whether you're hauling, towing, upgrading, or need service, they offer the best selection of trailers, parts, accessories, and expert trailer and RV service to keep you rolling. Located at W4650 Prairie Crest Lane in Merrill, they're your one-stop shop for all things trailers. Don't settle for second place. Go for the gold. Call 715-536-1202. Gold Medal Trailer Sales, where quality meets the road. Electrical problems can be frustrating or even dangerous. That's why homeowners and businesses in North Central Wisconsin turn to H&H Electric in Merrill. Since 2015, Master Electrician Nick Meyer has delivered safe, reliable electrical solutions from new construction and remodels to system upgrades. When you want the job done right, trust the name locals rely on, H&H Electric. Call Nick today at 715-966-5169.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Blue Jays down by 14. Ryman gets it to Jurovic, working the perimeter. There's Lyon for three. Oh! Nothing but backboard. Another three, and the Blue Jays cut it to 11. There's off the shot off the far side. Getting it back is True. Kicks it out on the right side, and there's going to be a nice shot. Peyton Jersley and a one. Let's see who's the foul on. Jersley going to the free throw line. That makes it 33-20. And that's going to be on Gropp, her third. And missing it. So 8 now, but 0 for 3 from the free throw line. Blocking it. Oh, Kira got the hand down low. And that's going to be another two-shot foul, I think. And going to the free throw line. Oh, that's on Kayla. Misses the first. Putting it down there was Clues, and she misses the first. So the Indians are 0 for 4 from the free throw line. Gropp checks out and misses the next one, 0 for 5. They are 3 for 12, but they get the rebound, and the ball stays the Indians' way, deflected on the far side. Throwing it in is True. Peyton Jersley gets it back. Passes on the right side, right wing. Down in the lane, kicked out. Right side. Down low, knocked away. Blue Jays come back with it. Ryman has her pocket picked by True from behind. Good, clean steal. 11:30 left on the Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. And there's a pass thrown away. True was cutting to the basket. It was thrown over her head. So the Blue Jays trailing by 13 now. They were trailing 22-6 at the half. Coach Jay giving instructions to Kayla. So the K&K kids are out there. Kira and Kayla. Kira has 4 here in the second half. There it is to her at the high post. Tries to kick it out. Pass deflected. Comes into the hands of Peyton Drew. And she misses the layup. Another shot missed. Kicked out to the right side. Running one-hander. Oh, that was a pretty one. And she's got 10 now. That makes it 35-20. The Blue Jays trying to keep pace here in the second half. Been down 22-6 at the half. There's Kira. She starts to pound it. Ah, gets it to Jurovic. Back to Kira. Back to Ryman. Kira coming high now. Kayla wing left. Lyon gets it down to Kira. Kira can't hold on to it. Picking it up for the Indians is Olsen. Olsen gets it over to True. True's going to drive the lane. Puts it down. Defensive breakdown there. True got to end with nobody on her. 37-20. Lyon pounding that ball. Tries to throw it to Jurovic, and Peyton picks it up. Gets it thrown over to Olsa. True, I should say. Thrown down low and did not get it to Clues, and it'll be Blue Jay ball. Bunnell's coming in for Lyon. So Lyon has done some work even getting out there on the point, on the perimeter. But still, Kayla and Kira and Jurovic there. Bunnell is out there with Ryman. Ryman gets it on the right side. Ryman's going to drive and scoops it. Oh, she comes up short. Outlet pass. Stoffel down, and they're taking a foul. A good foul was Bunnell. And that'll be a two-shot foul for Peyton Jerschley. She's got 10. Jerschley puts down the first. And misses the second. So the 1-for-7, down a rebound, putting it down very strong. And now with 7 is Stoffel, 5 here in the second half, 40-20, 9:30 left. Indians were up 22-6 at the half. Blue Jays kept it close, got it to 33-20, but it's a 7-0 run right now for the Indians. There's Ryman for 3, no, too deep. And the rebound comes down to True. She gets it out to Stoffel. Stoffel misses the layup again. Bodies on the floor. Driving and picking up the foul, even though she had her hands in the air, is Gentilly Hull. That'll be the 7th foul on the Blue Jays, her 2nd personal. No, they're taking that one away. So back to, no, it is 7. But Kayla Clairvaux for 3 from the left, way too strong, overpowered it. There's the lead pass, there's running and putting it down. Is Borisenko, she puts down the outlet pass, 42-20. 9-0, Clairvaux turns around and shoots. She gets it off the glass, nothing but backboard. She's got 5, another timeout. We'll take one as well. Blue Jays down by 19, 8:29 left. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Riverside Athletic Club in Merrill is proud to sponsor the Blue Jays sports program. As the weather changes, you don't need to stop your game. Use the golf simulator to keep your skills up and your club swinging. 24-hour access and open 7 days a week. You can stay fit on your terms at Riverside Athletic Club, 500
Since
South Center Avenue in Merrill.
Chips Go Hamburgers Blue has Jays. Been a Merrill favorite, proudly supporting Merrill High School sports. Now it's even easier to enjoy your Chips favorites at home with DoorDash delivery. Drive in or order out, and remember, have a chipperific day.
Blue Jay 96.3 is W242 CZ Merrill and WJMT Merrill.
And welcome back to the Westside Market broadcast booth. Blue Jays on the short end of a 9-0 run. They closed it to 33-20. Make that a 9-3 run with Clairvaux. Trying to drive, knocked away, knocked back, and Blue Jays can't control it. Over on the left side, True gets it to the right side, driving down, and we got a whistle. Let's see where the foul is. Kira gets the foul. It's her third personal. The eighth team foul. Rebound again twice, putting it down. I don't know how there was no free throw shot there. That was eight team fouls, and it was on Kira. Ninth team foul now. Missing the first. We got a whistle. A lane violation. And so Pace and Stoffel, who's 1-for-2. 2-for-8. And she misses it. 2-for-9 for the Blue Jay, or for the Indians. 5-for-16 overall. Grace Lee Hull passes it to Bunnell, and it's lost off of Bunnell's hands. So the Blue Jays, 9 fouls to 1. Interesting disparity. Peyton Jerschley tries to drive down low, tries to throw it to Pace and Stoffel, and off her hands. Blue Jays will get it back. So right now it's a 9-3. The Blue Jays had closed it to 13. Now it's back to 19 for the Indians. Bunnell gets it to Grace Lee Hall. Down to Kira. Kira back to Grace Lee. Grace Lee up. Oh, the rim gods were cruel there. Oh, my. Down on the other end, True kicks it out high. There goes Henrik driving in. No good. Rebound comes down. Knocked away, but Ryman gets it. The shot went up from Peyton Jerschley. Ryman steps back. Bunnell. Bunnell drives. Gets it to Kira. Kira's out high on the left side. Kayla's up at the top of the key. Ryman's looking for the cutter. Gets it in the corner to Grace Lee Hull. Grace Lee Hull with a beautiful pass, but knocked away. It was a nice pass, a nice effort. As Bunnell cut to the basket, knocked away. Jerschley on the left side, a three-pointer, and burying it was Henrik, and she has now got 10, 45-23. A 15-3 run for the Indians. Ryman goes down, drives the lane, pretty play. She's got 4. Jerschley gets it to True. True on the left side. Jerschley drives, scoops it down. She's got 9 in the second half, 13 in the game. 5:59 left on her Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. 47-25, and that pass goes off the hands of Gentile Hall from left to right. And here comes Kiskowski. Here comes Lyon. Bunnell's coming out for a rest. And so is Gentile Hall. Jerschley, Peyton gets it to True. Three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound, Kayla tries to come down with it. Knocked away, let's see whose ball it is. And it goes back to the Indians. 5:39 left on her Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Be sure to stay tuned for an abbreviated post-game show so we can begin getting ready for the second game. Now down low post, inside out. Henrik kicks it out right side. Long three, no good. Jerschley comes down with it. And let's see what it's going to be. A And Clues picks up the foul. Only the second, first personal, only the second team foul. Sixth overall. 5:25 left. Kira's down low. Gets it, turns it around. Oh, just too strong off the glass. And it stays. True tried to get it. I thought she saved it, looking right down the line. Kaskowski baseline right, inbounding. 5:19 left in regulation. In to Ryman. Ryman starts to drive behind the back dribble. Kicks it back to Lyon. Lyon to Kaskowski. Kaskowski back to Ryman. Ryman to Jurovic. Jurovic pounds, turns it around. Yes! Brenna Jurovic, she's got four. Blue Jays close it back to a 20-point deficit, 47-27. Indians driving. Henrik knocked away by Ryman. She gets it back. Peyton Jersley gets it. Pounds down. Up and no good. Gets the rebound. Pulls it out. Gets it on the left side for a three. And hitting the three was Henrik. And she's got 13 now. 50-27 Indians. 4:29 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Kira's out there high, and that's knocked away before it gets to Ryman. And putting it down on the layup is Jersley. She has 15 in the game, 52-27. Ryman, a lot of dribble, gets it on the left side. Kaskowski turning it around. Oh, pretty play by Kira. She's got six. In the middle of the lane, off the glass, and good. A beautiful touch. Right side. Peyton Jersley drives in. Shut off. True, and she's going to get called for the travel. So Blue Jays will get it back. 3:44 left on our Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock, and Lonsdorf is in right now. Swings up from the JV, so Alexis Lonsdorf getting some playing time here. Kaskowski gets it from Ryman wing right. There it is to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf, oh, she's working her way down, puts it off the glass too hard. Kira gets it back, passes it to Kaskowski. Back to Lonsdorf, low post. Keeps her pivot foot. Gets it out to Kaskowski. Ryman, wing right. There's the cutter. Jurovic down low, and Jurovic can't save it off her fingertips. A nice sequence. Lonsdorf, a nice job twice in the low post. Matching up against much taller players. So Peyton Jersley brings it down, gets it over to Henrik. Henrik drives in the lane, kicks it out. Stoffel off the glass and down. Stoffel just towering over everybody. Nine in the game, seven in the second half, 54-29. Kaskowski has it knocked away by Henrik. Henrik lead down, coming off the bench and putting it down is Bowers. She has two, and that makes it 56-29. Kira comes high. Kaskowski gets it on the right wing to Ryman. Ryman down low, trying to put it up. Short, Lonsdorf. A good effort. Lonsdorf getting about 4 minutes of playing time. And now coming back in is Bunnell. Coming in for the first time is Schulte tonight. Kira goes out. Lonsdorf, I believe, is inbounding at baseline right. Looking to get it in to Jurovic. Gets it out to Schulte. Schulte down, up, and oh, no good. Rebound, Gropp. Gropp puts it down, her first point. Blue Jays cut it to 56-31, 25-point deficit. Now driving down and trying to scoop it too hard. It was Henrik out the fingertips of, I think, Jurovic. Blue Jays getting ready. I get the look again from Wild Thing. There's the protector of the paint. Inbound right side. Driving down, putting it up, no good. Rebound, putting it down. Wild shot, but getting it back and putting down the shot. Peterson puts it down, 58-31. Blue Jays down by 27 after closing it to 33-20. Grop in the low post. Pass, Aaron pass, picked off. Putting it down on the... Henrik gets it. She's got 8 in the second half, 15 in the game. And timeout is taken. We'll take one as well. 1:28 left. Blue Jays trailing 68-31. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
We see your determination to achieve big things. You're on the path to being one of the all-time greats. It's time to add the best of the best in banking to your crew. That's us. Whether you're securing a top home loan or taking the lead among your competition, Nicolet Bank is your dream team. Let's team up to reach your financial goals. Visit NicoletBank.com. Real people, real conversations. Nicolet Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
That was a quick timeout. Schultz from the left side for three, off the glass, short, off the hands of Lonsdorf. Oh, getting hammered was Jurovic, and that's Olsen's second personal, only the third team foul. 60-31, 55.1 left on a Dragons, Daggers, and Games clock. Blue Jays, Lonsdorf, baseline right, Grop. Sets the screen and rolls off, gets it, and she's going to get hacked from behind. And that'll be Simona's first personal, fifth team foul, and going to the Aspirus Health free throw line. 2 for 2 in the second half. Blue Jays only 4 free throws in this one. Grop puts down the first. She's got 3 points. 60-32, Blue Jays trailing by 28, 53.2 left. Second, yes, she gets the roll. Blue Jays 4 for 4 from Aspirus Health, second half, 5 for 6 overall. Indians have cleared their bench. Right wing driving across, there's the three, and hitting it, that was a rainbow as Olsen, 63-33. Jurovic gets it to Bunnell. Bunnell kicks it out to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf down to Grop. Grop tries to put it up. Nice clean block up high by Simonis. Down to the other end. There's the shot. Short from the left wing. Indians save it. Now we got a whistle. And it'll be Blue Jay ball. 15.4 left. Blue Jays facing double bonus, only 4 fouls. Bunnell kicks it to Grop. Grop down to Lonsdorf. Lonsdorf, what a nice shot! Half hook and it goes down, 63-35, and that's going to be our final. So the Blue Jays drop one on the road, 63-35, and we'll be back with our incredible bank postgame show after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Step into adventure at Dragons, Daggers, and Games, 718 East 2nd Street in Merrill, your local destination for the largest selection of board games in northern Wisconsin. Get your TCGs like Pokemon and Magic the Gathering. Level up with a huge selection of tabletop role-playing fun. Whether you're planning a game night or starting an epic campaign, they've got what you need. Check out the Funko Pops and other collectibles. Call 715-722-0977 or stop in today. Epic quests start here.
Do you need a part or two for your car or truck? Do you have an old clunker sitting in your yard? Hilltop Auto Wrecking can help you find that part or get that old junk off your lawn. Hilltop is always buying cars and trucks and has a huge selection of vehicles in their yard to help you with your projects. Auto glass, tires, engines, and more. Hard to find parts or just no need for new? Stop up to Hilltop and ask the guys to hook you up. Family owned and operated over 50 years for parts, salvage, auto scrapping, and crushing. Hilltop Auto Wrecking on Del Rio Road on Wausau's East Side.
Looking for a pharmacy that truly cares? Come to Young's Drugstore, where personal service meets small-town heart. They're locally owned, independently operated, and committed to knowing you by name, not just by number. No long lines, just fast, friendly care you can trust. Visit them at 301 East 2nd Street in Merrill or 310 East Bridge Street in Wausau. Young's Drugstore, where caring comes naturally.
The Pizza Shop on East 2nd Street in Merrill is now open Sunday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Friday and Saturday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. They've used the same family recipe for over 50 years and accept debit and credit cards. Try their homemade pizzas. Whatever you want, they can make it. The Pizza Shop also has dessert pizzas. Try their oven-roasted chicken wings, pasties, breakfast pasties, and cheesy breadsticks. Call ahead for large lunch orders, parties, and meetings. The Pizza Shop, 317 East 2nd Street, Merrill. 536-4881. Wishing the Blue Jays good luck all season long from the Pizza Shop.
Park City Credit Union's junior and teen spending accounts offer fun debit card designs, customized limits, and tools to help parents get their teens started on their path of financial education. With your guidance and the online tutorials and activities offered by Park City Credit Union in their Youth Financial Wellness Center, your child will gain skills for a bright financial future. Visit a Park City Credit Union branch or book an appointment at parkcitycu.org. Terms and conditions apply. See Credit Union for details. Federally insured by NCUA. Did you know that approximately $20 billion in energy costs leaks out of windows across the U.S. every winter? Freemark is a leading manufacturer of high-performance commercial window systems that provide thermal break technology to completely isolate inefficiencies in their design. The team at Freemark takes pride in their commitment to the Merrill community, actively participating in its growth and development. Freemark's dedication to quality and community support reflects their values as they strive to build a stronger Merrill community together.
And welcome back to the Incredible Bank postgame show. Downtown Attleboro is pleased to be bringing you the action. It was a tough one for the Blue Jay girls, 63-35, and it is a parents' night here, so there's going to be a little bit of a delay. All the guys are out here and ready to go, and now it's nothing but hurry up and wait. So Coach Pieper is trying to figure out how long they're going to need. For the Indians in the second half, they had 41 points. The overall totals were 7 for True, a bucket for Peterson for 2, a 3 for Olson for 3, a second bucket in the second half for Borsenko, 4 points. Jersley in the second half, 5 and 1 for 3 from the free throw line. So she ended up with 15 in the game, 0 for 1 from the free throw line and 2 buckets, 4 for Fry, a bucket for Bars for 2. In the second half, 2 threes and a 2 for 8 points for Henrik, 15 overall, and for Pace Stoffel, 3 buckets in the second half, 1 for 2 for the free throw line. She had 9 overall. We'll take another quick break, then we'll be back with the Blue Jay side of it. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball, the Credible Bank postgame show right here on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
Lincoln Windows is a huge supporter of Merrill Blue Jay Sports. Lincoln Windows is proud to be a part of the Merrill community since 1947. See Lincoln Windows for all your window and door needs for residential and light commercial projects. For more information, go to LincolnWindows.com.
Hey, it's Ryan from Westside Market. We're your only locally owned, hometown, veteran-ran grocery store. We're dedicated to saving you money and bringing your family quality products everyone will love. We have opened a second location, saving you money in downtown Tomahawk, just 2 doors down from the theater. Check out our Facebook for all the info. And whether you're in Tomahawk or Merrill, we can't wait to see you.
And welcome back to the Incredible Bank postgame show, finishing up quickly for the Blue Jays. Bunnell with a second 3-6 overall. Ryman a second 2-4. A 3 for Lyon, because the Blue Jays had some better three-point shooting in the second half, because they had a 2 and a 3 in the first half. A 2 for Lonsdorf there at the end. Two twos, a 2 for 2 from the Aspirus Health free throw line. 6 for Kira Clairvaux. She's tied for Bunnell with game honors. A 2 and 2 free throws, 4 points for Gropp. 2 buckets and overall 5 points for Kayla. And so Blue Jays had 35 overall. And when you take a look at that work that the Blue Jays went through in the first half, they had only 6 points. They finished with 35, but it was a rough night overall offensively. And the final score, 63-35. So we'll be back with the second half of our doubleheader after this. You're listening to Blue Jay Girls Basketball on WJMT and WJMTFM.com.
You've been listening to Merrill High School Girls Varsity Basketball on Blue Jay 96.3. Today's game was brought to you by Westside Market, A&W Merrill, Arby's, American, Aspirus Healthcare, Bergener Contract Carriers, Chips Hamburgers, Church Mutual Insurance, Dr. Robert Piffle, Dragons Daggers and Games, Freemark Innovation, Gold Metal Trailer Sales, Green Lawn, H&H Electric, Hilltop Auto Wrecking, Incredible Bank, Lincoln Wood Products, Merrill House of Music, Merrill Girls Basketball Booster Club, Napa Auto Parts, Nicolay Bank, Northwoods Awards and Engraving, Park City Credit Union, Riverside Athletic Club, Subway, The Pizza Shop, and Young's Drug Store. This game broadcast is a copyright presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without express written consent is prohibited. WJMT has Merrill Sports Broadcast for your listening at any time on our podcast page at WJMTFM.com. Listen throughout the season for Blue Jay Girls Basketball on your hometown voice for Merrill Varsity Sports, Blue Jay 96.3 and AM 730.